Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon again, folks. This is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and it is August 17, 2020, and I greet every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and there is no other name under heaven whereby we can be saved. There is no other name under heaven that are worthy to be glorified. He alone is God, and there is no other God beside him. The Lord God said there is none but him. No one can share in his glory. And he is the name above every name. Folks, we are truly living in the last days. We are living in the end times, and the enemy is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And I encourage each and every single one of us to continue to pray without ceasing, to pray for each other, to uplift each other. And for those who are listening and who needs prayer, like, we are all being attacked by the enemy, but greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We are overcomers. Jesus Christ said, I have overcome the world. He have already defeated the enemy. So we have nothing to fear. We have nothing to worry about. The Bible tells us that there is no fear in love. And if we have the love of God abiding in our hearts, and if we have God's love flowing through us, and if we love as God has called us to love, then fear have no place in us. So I just want to pray for all my brothers and sisters out there who are having difficulty, including myself and my family. Father, I just want to thank you right now for your love. I just want to thank you for all my friends and all my family members and all the people out there that are praying for me, and all the people out there that need prayer. I just want to pray for them right now. I pray to have a hedge of protection over every single one of us, the church, the bride, friends, family, acquaintances. I pray the blood of Jesus over every one of you, over every one of us. I pray a hedge of protection over us. I pray, O God, that you may let loose legions of your angels to descend upon the earth, to arrest, to destroy, to make null and void the works of the devil. I pray against the principalities and powers in high places. I pray that we all put on the full armor of God, that in which we can withstand and defend and combat the wiles of the enemy, the wiles of the devil, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us, we condemn, we destroy, we make null and void in Jesus' name. So I just want to say thank you, Lord, for watching over us, for keeping us safe. Folks, like I said, we are living in the times when we have to pray without ceasing. I remember the Lord said to me, call unto me night and day in sackcloth and ashes to show yourself approved. And if there is a time when we have to pray in sackcloth and ashes, where we have to pray for each other, because there are times when we can't even pray for ourselves. I know for sure, for me, there are many times when I don't even want to pray. There are many times when I can't even pray. There are many times that I don't even know how to pray. And I'm still recovering from this ordeal. I still need prayer, so please say a prayer for me. I am still healing. Right now, if I have to continue to be on the move, I have to continue to move my neck back and forth and rub it and massage it, because it literally is my own neck is literally trying to strangle me, literally tightening up on me. I have some scar tissue. But there is nothing impossible with God. There is nothing too hard for him to do, and he created our body to heal itself. So I am literally walking on myself every day. I have therapy that I go to once a week. And so keep continuing to pray for me for complete recovery, for complete healing in Jesus' name. And I pray for each and every one of you out there. Even though I may not know you, I always ask the Lord, I say, Lord, there may be a lot of people out there that needs prayer but don't know who to ask or don't know who to go to. Please hear their prayer and meet their needs in Jesus' name. I welcome area code 708. So, folks, let us continue on this message with How Art Thou Fallen from Heaven, O Lucifer. Last time I talked about Isaiah chapter 14, and I moved on to Ezekiel chapter 28. And I started from verse 1 of Ezekiel chapter 28 last time. Just want to recap briefly. I don't want to go back over the whole couple of verses that I talked on because of time. And you can go back and listen to my last programming to get the full gist of what I talked about. Ezekiel chapter 28, starting from verse 1, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am God. I sit in the seat of God in the midst of the seas. So what Ezekiel is prophesying, the Holy Spirit is putting this in his Ezekiel to prophesy, Son of man, sent to the prince of Tyrus. The prince of Tyrus is Lucifer. Just like in many nations, the prince of America is Lucifer. America is so wicked. It's such evil. Look at China. Look at what's going on in China, how they are persecuting the people. The people, the citizens can't even think for themselves. They can't even have how many children they want to have. They're literally being ruled and reigned and being manipulated to just kiss the leader's butt, so to speak. So the prince of China is Lucifer. The prince of places like North Korea is Lucifer. All these countries who have their people under them as rule them with an iron fist. The prince of these nations are literally Lucifer. So saying to the prince of Tyrus, which is Lucifer, thus said the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up in pride, that is. And thou hast said, I am God. And who said this? Lucifer said the same thing in Isaiah chapter 14. If you go back and read it, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 14, Lucifer said, I will descend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. And so in Ezekiel chapter 28, it's the same message the Lord is giving to Ezekiel. You know, thus said the Lord, because thy heart is lifted up in pride, and thou hast said, I am a God, and I sit in the seat of God in the midst of the seas. Seas is symbolic to nations. So he sits in the midst of the nations. Yet thou art a man and not God. Though thou hast set thine heart as the heart of God. So let me just go back over this. He said, yet thou art a man and not God. So the Lord is showing, is saying to us here, Lucifer is going to become a man. It's in the scripture. He's going to be in a man's body. He's going to be in a flesh body. He said, yet thou art a man and not God. So he is going to be just like us, just like you and I.
And they have a pot of in the fridge there. If you
want to wonder, so there's a lot of sorry, I got a little distracted there. So, say, yeah, thou art a man and not God, meaning that Lucifer will be like a man. He is going to be in a man's body. He is going to be a fallen angel, an angel in the flesh. Lucifer will become an angel in the flesh, just like you and I. He's going to share, he's going to taste of the flesh, much like you and I are fallen angels in the flesh. We are part of the one-third of the angels that fell from heaven. And let me tell you something, folks. I know that there are many people out there that may say, what is she talking about? Where did you get this from? That, listen to me. It's everywhere in the scripture. And I'm not saying this because I read it somewhere. I think I was the very first person to have ever heard me said it. I'm the very first person that ever, actually, I was afraid to even say to anybody or even put it out there on the internet. People might say I'm crazy until I actually heard other people started talking about it. I'm like, wow, I'm not the only person. So the Lord revealed to me after searching and seeking him for years, Lord, who was I before you placed me in my mother's womb? Who am I? Show me who am I. And until the Lord show me, that I, not just me, but many of you, are part of the one-third of the angels that fell from heaven, that agreed to take the grace of God and to put on flesh and to come here. And the Bible tells us that in Hebrews, where the Lord said, inasmuch as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he himself put on flesh like us. God himself put on flesh like us to come to save us. Inasmuch as the children put on flesh and blood, the children are the angels of heaven, the fallen angels of heaven that put on flesh and blood, you and I. And then God himself put on flesh like the children, like the fallen angels. And so Satan is going to become a man. He's going to become that which he detests. He's going to become that which he hated. He's going to become that which he dread. Satan don't want to become like man. He don't want to put on being a man's body, because then he will be limited to being the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He is the tree of knowledge of good and evil because he maintain and retain all the knowledge and all the wisdom and of God and of who he is. And he retained the power of being an angel. And he is the author of everything that's evil. So he's going to become like one of us. So yet you are a man, an angel in the flesh, and not God. And thou set thine heart as the heart of God. Behold, thou wert wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee. With thy wisdom and with thine understanding, thou hast gotten riches and hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasures. Satan has a lot of wisdom and a lot of understanding and a lot of knowledge about the world that we live in, because he's been around much longer than you and I. We are only here for a short period of time, a couple of years, but Satan has been around on the earth, walking up and down in it for thousands and thousands of years. And he pretty much know where all the riches are. He pretty much know where all the gold and silver and treasures of the earth are. He pretty much know where everything is. He pretty much know how to trade and what to trade and what to do. They're trading the slaves and souls and minds and hearts and of man and everything. I mean, Satan knows what it is to trade. That's why some nations and some people of the earth are thinking rich, much more richer than a lot of us. And but they get their riches from from Lucifer himself. Jesus said when he was being tempted, when Lucifer came to tempt him, Lucifer literally showed Yeshua all the kingdoms of the world and said, all of this belonged to me. It was given over into my hand. and I give it to whomever I will. If they bow down to worship me, so I give it, and the glory that comes with these kingdoms are all mine to give, and I give it to whomever I will if they will bow down and worship me. So why do you think, and I'm not saying that every single last person who is rich get their riches from Lucifer. I mean, God is in the Bible time have given riches to people that are godly, that served him. But in the days that we're living here, you can know them by their works, the Bible tells us. You can know who is God's and who is of the devil by their works and by their actions and by their deeds. So we know that Lucifer is the one that gave a lot of this knowledge and wisdom and understanding and riches and trading and riches to all these people. So, and the governments of the world. So verse 5 of Ezekiel chapter 28, by thy great wisdom and by thy traffic, the traffic means trade, by thy great wisdom and by thy trade hast thou increased thy riches, and thine heart is lifted up by thy riches. Let me tell you something. Believe it or not, Satan has his kingdom right here on this earth. He said, I sit in the seat of God in the midst of the seas. Seas are symbolic to nation. He sits in the midst of the nations, and he's ruling the nations with iron fist. Go back again and read Isaiah, the book, Isaiah chapter 14. I'm just going to compare. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 16. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that make the earth to tremble, that did shake the kingdoms? So right here in the book of Isaiah chapter 14, verse 16, is telling us that mankind, you and I, are going to look upon Lucifer and say, really and truly, is this the man? Is this the big old Lucifer that we everybody dread, that caused the earth to tremble, that did shake nations? Satan is the one that's causing the earth to tremble, that's shaking the nations with war and nuclear weapon and rumors of war, and cause them to develop all these diseases and all this sickness, and to modify, genetically modify everything that we eat and drink and our DNA, and causing havoc in the lives of people to sickness and diseases by what we put in our body and what we inhale, and this 5G and all this technology and nuclear weapons and weapons of mass destruction, and they're fighting wars, and man, it's just crazy, and all these bombs and guns and all this craziness that's going on in the world, and hatred and people killing people, and it's just, people are going to look and say, is this the man that make the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms? And so compare that with Ezekiel chapter 28. He said, by thy great wisdom and by thy traffic or thy trade hast thou increased thy riches, and thine heart is lifted up because of thine riches. And let me tell you, like I said, Satan's kingdom is within the nations. He's here, you know, his kingdom is here on this earth. It's under the sea, it's under the earth, it's through evil men. You know, there are places under the earth and under the sea where Satan is dwelling, and in the atmosphere, we only can see through a glass darkly. We only can see partially. So that's why we must pray and ask the Lord to help us to see past the veil, to help us to see past the flesh, to help us to see to the spirit, to the spiritual eyes, because it's only when we ask the Lord to show us, to open our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears and our spiritual heart to understand the things. Because the Lord told me, he said, when I prayed and asked the Lord to show me the things that Lucifer is doing, I said, Lord, I want to see what he's doing. I want to see past the veil. I want to see past the flesh of the eyes. Show me, open my eyes to see. The Lord said to me, if you only know what Samuel is doing, your heart will fail you. In other words, if you only know what Lucifer is already doing, your heart will fail. So God knows what to show us, and he knows what to keep back. You know, and the things that are happening out there in the spiritual realm is more than what our heart can take. But there is a day coming right now. Man's heart's failing them, because the Bible says man's heart will fail them for looking upon and for seeing the things that are come upon on the earth. And man's heart is failing them now with this coronavirus, but greater things, worse things to come. And we have to pray like we've never prayed before, to pray for each other for strength to endure to the end, because the Bible tells us in the book of Peter that our faith is going to be tested, so much so that they will be tried as in gold and fire, that they may come out, you know, to be worthy unto salvation. And so we are being tried. A lot of us are being tried, and the enemy knows who we are. The Lord had told me once, he said to me, the enemy, the demonic realm, the spiritual realm knows who my children are. He knows who we are. They know who we are because they can see the light emanating from us. They can see the aura around us, and they can see the amount of angels that are surrounding the children of God. And they know. And so we are being bombarded every day with all sort of wild, you know, things that are coming left and right from the devil. Thoughts that are not even our thoughts, and sicknesses, diseases, family members, and people being hating us, and it's just so much that is coming to us from different direction. You know in your heart that you have to pray, that you want to pray, and sometimes you can't even pray, and you know, and sometimes you force yourself to pray, but nothing would come. You know, and this is the enemy blocking. So this is why when we get up, we have to get dressed spiritually. We have to put on the full armor of God. We have to pray Psalm 91 over our lives. We have to pray Psalm 41:10 over our life. Ephesians 6, which is the full armor of God. And we have to pray without ceasing and ask the Lord to step in on our behalf and take over. Because sometimes I'll be like, Lord, I can't do this. Lord, I can't do it. I give up. I let go. I let go of everything of myself. Please come in and take over. Carry me, because there are times when I can't carry myself. But I just have to ask the Lord to carry me, because it's too much. Sometimes I get so tired. Verse 6 of Ezekiel chapter 28. Therefore thus said the Lord God, because thou hast set thine heart as the heart of God. Behold, therefore I will bring strangers upon thee, the terrible of the nations. They shall draw their swords against thy beauty, against the beauty of thy wisdom, and they shall defile thy rightness. So even the nations are going to turn against Lucifer. The nations are going to turn against Satan. The kingdoms of the world are going to turn against him, because when they find out that he's a man just like them, that he's a fallen angel that come in the flesh just like them, they're going to turn against him also. Verse 8, they shall bring thee down to the pit, and thou shalt die the death of them. Huh. It says they, mankind, the nations, the kings of the world, shall bring Lucifer down to the pit, and he shall die the death of them that are slain in the midst of the seas. And he is going to die the death of men that are slain in the midst of the nation. Seas here, symbolic for nations. I'm going to read it the way the Lord is showing me. And they, men, the men of the world, are going to bring Lucifer down to the pit, to the earth, and he shall die the death of men that are slain in the midst of the nations? Wilt thou yet say before him that slayeth thee, I am a God? Is Lucifer going to say to the men that have slain him, I am a God, while he stand there in front of them in the flesh? He said, but thou shalt be a man. So here you go. The Bible is telling us, but you are going to be a man. You are going to become a man. This is so big. This is so profound. This is so profound, folks. I'm going to read it again. Oh, my nose is so stuffy. But thou shalt be, it said, wilt thou yet say to before him that slayeth thee, I am a God? Is he going to say, I'm a God, don't slay me? He won't even be able to defend himself, because then he'll be limited to the flesh. But thou shalt be a man. You're going to be a man, Lucifer, and know God in the hand of him that slayeth thee. Oh, God, have mercy, Lord. Finish the work that you have started in us, Lord. Thou shalt die the death. Oh, yay, yay. Thou shalt die the death of the uncircumcised by the hand of strangers. For I have spoken it, said the Lord. Yes, he's going to die the death of a man. That which he hated, that which he dread, that which he loathed, that which he detested, that which he's going to become. He's going to become the thing that he dreaded the most in man. And he's going to die like a man. Moreover, the word of the Lord came into me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Wow. Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom. Praise God, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in the Eden of garden. Thou hast been in the Eden, the garden of God. Very precious. Let me read this again. Thou hast been in the Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. Wow. He was perfect in beauty. He has been in the Eden, the garden of God. And every precious stone was his covering. The sardis, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, carbuncle, the gold, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. I'm going to stop there, because it's going to say, thou art the anointed cherub that covered. But I'm going to stop right here and say, I'm going to continue this the next time. But Lucifer, he will be like a man. He will die like a man. Just like we all became men, from being a fallen, from an angel to man, and we are going to be back to be an angel again. But unfortunately, Lucifer will never go back to being an angel. He will never go back to be in heaven again. And we have to give God the honor and the glory and the praise for having mercy on us and for taking away our transgressions and for coming and putting on flesh like us and taking our place and having mercy on us. We have to give him the honor, the glory, and the praise for everything that he has done for us. Because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have made it back into heaven. If it was not for the Lord God, we would not make it back into heaven. We would be stuck here and we will die and not go back to meet the Lord, to be joined back to Him again. We were separated from God. And that's symbolic to Adam, where Eve was taken out of his side, and we will be grafted back into the side of the Most High God, not inside of Him, but it's symbolic to be back at the side or back in His presence. And when the Lord, when Yeshua was pierced in the side, that's symbolic to the bride being grafted back into the, being back at the side of the Most High God. And we will go back to be in heaven with Him. But unfortunately, Lucifer and the other band of angels who defy the Most High God and refuse to repent, and they're not going to be there. So that's why the enemy hates us so much. That's why the enemy hates the Lord. And They will stop at nothing to destroy us, to destroy our trust in God, and to destroy our relationship with the Most High God. And we are to be strengthened in Yeshua, strengthened in Him, and pray without ceasing, and pray for each other, and love each other, and just say, come quickly, Lord, finish the work that you have started in us. Finish the work that you have started in the earth, and come quickly and take us out of here. Lord God, take us out of here. Come quickly, Lord. Tomorrow I will continue on Lucifer being the anointed cherub, on Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 14. How art thou fallen? How thou art the anointed cherub that covered. I will continue from there. And like I said, if you guys have questions, you can always send me an email. If you need copies of these articles, just don't be afraid to ask for a copy of them. I'm not just going to send it out there. I do have a website that I have a lot of my articles posted to, and it's called True, TRUE, and the number 2, ourselves.com. So it's TrueToOurselves.com, TRUE, the number 2, ourselves.com. And my blog name is Word, W-O-R-D, Word Made Flesh. TrueToOurselves.com/Word Made Flesh. So that's my page where I have a lot of my articles posted. I don't have every single article posted there, but I do have a lot of articles posted there. So maybe you can log on to there. You can log on to that website and print the articles that you see there. And if there is something you see there that, like these ones with Lucifer, these latest revelations, I may have not posted, but I plan to post these articles there also. So, love you all in Christ, and I hope that each and every one of you have a wonderful night. God bless you, and 708, God bless you. Faithfully tuning in every night. Love you in Christ. Take care. Bye.